Good morning. This is Cage Issue. I'm Letty Love, and you're listening to Classical Romance. So we just listened to a bit of Hector Berlioz, and we were actually listening to the Werner Philharmonic, and they were playing Symphonie Fantastique, Opus 14 by Hector Berlioz. And again, his birthday would have been December 11th, along with Elliot Carter. Hector Berlioz was born in December 1803, died in March 1869, was a French Romantic composer, and quite a few works beyond operas. He was considered a hybrid genre because of his dramatics in his symphonies, specifically Romeo and Juliet. He actually was sent to medical school in Paris, but he defied his father, who was also a provincial doctor, and he took up music. Just a little bit of information. Donors today include the historic Requa Inn, a beautifully restored inn at the mouth of the Klamath River. It serves breakfast daily and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The Requa Inn supports many nonprofits, such as the North Coast Environmental Center, Pacific Union School, and the Southern Trinity Health Services. Learn more at requain.com. This is Diverse Public Radio from Humboldt State University, KHSU, and KHSU HD, 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. Support comes from Wildberries Marketplace, a place to dream up a farm-to-table meal. The produce department sources its vegetables from a variety of local farms and growers to create a farmer's market within a market feel. Wildberries Marketplace, a farm-fresh produce supermarket of choice. Going into my second hour, today actually would have been Ludwig van Beethoven's 248th birthday. He was born December 17th, 1770. And I will just say there's so many interesting facts about Beethoven. Today I would like to share, I'm going to try to cover a string quartet. Also, there's some other movements I'd like to hopefully play for you. And one would be by the Eroica Quartet, the Eroica Quartet. String Quartet number 16 in F major, Opus 135. And also, hopefully I can get to String Trio in D, Opus 9, number 2. And that would be with Itzhak Perlman, Pinchas Zukerman, and Lynn Harrell. And that would be from Beethoven String Trios. So I shall get started, and we will listen to a bit of the Eroica Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. This is KHSU. I'm Letty Love, and you're listening to Classical Romance. We've been listening to the Eroica Quartet, Ludwig van Beethoven, String Quartet number 16 in F major, opus 135. And we listened to the Allegretto movement. This is from the Beethoven String Quartet album. On violin, we had Peter Hansen, Lucy Howard, Gustav Clarkson on viola, and David Watkin on cello. And this album is a 2000 Harmonio Mundi album. And again, if you're ever interested, khsu.org will have my playlist listed.
The first jazz disc ever recorded was by the original Dixieland Jazz Band for Victor in February 1917, and jazz was spelled with two S's and no Z's. A lot has changed since that first studio session, and not just the spelling. I'm Tom Cairns. Join me on Mughouse Jazz, that's with two Z's, Monday nights at 8, to hear the latest jazz, two Z's, coming out from today's recording studios here on KHSU.
Continuing in this hour, we're going to listen to a little more of Ludwig van Beethoven, honoring today being that his birthday was actually today. Don't want to say he would have been 248 years old, but if he would have lived, that would have been the case. Beethoven, born in 1770, Germany, he was a classical and classical romantic transition composer and pianist. He remains one of the most recognized and influential composers known, best known for 9 symphonies, 5 piano concertos, violin concerto, and I'll just say 32 piano sonatas and 16 string quartets. We will continue with him after this message. Donors include the HSU College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Science, with presentations for the public from the music department and the theater, film, and dance departments coming throughout the academic year. Donors include Pearson Building Center, serving North Coast homeowners, contractors, and gardeners for over 50 years. Pearson Building Center completes service and supplies at the Big Hammer on South Broadway in Eureka. So continuing in this hour, I'm going to say I have found quite a bit of interesting research. As a musician, as a violinist and pianist, it's so interesting to find wonderful tidbits of information. Now, Beethoven wrote a specific sonata for violin and piano, number 9 in A major, opus 47. I researched to try to find it to be able to play it today because the significance of this. There was a virtuoso violinist composer of African European descent. His name was George Augustus Polgren Bridgetower. He was born in 1778 and he died in 1860. The original song, or I should say sonata, was played by Bridgetower on violin. Accompanying him was Beethoven on piano. I thought it to be quite interesting. It was originally dedicated to George Polgren Bridgetower. However, unfortunately, Beethoven and he had a personal disagreement. Thus, Beethoven rededicated it to Kreutzer. So hopefully next weekend on Christmas Eve, I should hopefully be able to find this piece and be able to play it. Now, as I continue into my last half an hour of classical romance, I'm going to be sharing today, which I've tried to use my last hour to either share an African-American composer or musician. And the album that was so wonderfully bestowed upon me by our wonderful music director is from Rachel Barton Pine. She's on violin. We have Matthew Hagel on piano, and it's going to be from album Blues Dialogues, Music by Black Composers. So that's going to be the last album I play of today. Right now, I'm going to continue on with just a bit more of Beethoven with Itzhak Perlman, Pinchas Zukerman, and Len Harrell. And this is the String Trios.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to KHSU. I'm Letty Love, and this is Classical Romance. Coming up next will be Fresh Air with Terry Gross. We've been listening to Ludwig van Beethoven, and I again say today, December 17th, 1770, was the day Ludwig van Beethoven was born. We were listening to Itzhak Perlman, Pinchas Zukerman, and Lynn Harrell, string trio in D, opus 9, number 2. We also listened to the Arosha Quartet, string quartet number 16 in F major. And again, Beethoven was one that had, there's been so many of us musicians who have patterned and admired his works and have played, and he remains one of the most recognized and influential composers still today. So hopefully you enjoyed that bit of tribute to him. Last but not least, I'm going to bring you a young lady, Rachel Barton Pine on violin, Matthew Hagel on piano. The album specifically is Blues Dialogues, music by Black composers, and this is a Sedell album, and it's a 2018 relatively new album. However, the first composer, William Grant Steele, born May 11, 1895, died in 1978, was an African-American composer who composed more than 150 works, which include 5 symphonies and 8 operas. He's often, they refer to him as the Dean of African-American Composers, and he was the first American composer to have an opera produced by the New York City Opera. And still is known most for his first symphony, The Afro-American. So he was born in Mississippi, grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas, went to Wilberforce University and then Oberlin Conservatory of Music. I must say that quite impressed to listen to his music, and it's a wonderful tribute that Rachel Barton Pine put together here. So we're going to start off listening to Suite for Violin and Piano, 3 movements. The first, African Dancer. Second, Mother and Child. The third, Gamine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You've been listening to Classical Romance on KHSU. I'm Letty Love. Coming up next will be Fresh Air with Terry Gross. I hope you enjoyed my show today. The last half an hour, again, was dedicated to either an African-American composer or a performer, and I did a little mix-up of everything today. I'm finishing with Clarence Cameron White, who was an African-American neo-romantic composer and concert violinist. Prior to him, we listened to William Grant Steele, and the wonderful musician was Rachel Barton Pine with Matthew Hagel on piano. And they rendered for us Suite for Violin and Piano, several selections, as well as we listened to Levee Dance. That was specifically Opus 26, number 2, by Clarence Cameron White. And it just says that during the first decades of the 20th century, Clarence Cameron White, being an African-American, was considered the foremost violinist of his race. And he was able to become a part of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. Support today comes from Center Arts, presenting Los Lobos on Thursday, January 10th at 8 p.m. Roseanne Cash on Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m. and Black Violin on Tuesday, January 29th at 7 p.m. All shows are at the Arkley Center in Eureka. Learn more at 826-3928 or humboldt.edu/centerarts. Listener-supported, diverse public radio for the North Coast of California and the South Coast of Oregon. This is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. Support comes from CalOR Life Flight, providing emergency air ambulance service for North Coast residents. Information about CalOR's membership program can be found on the web at cal-or.com or 1-800-761-5183 with additional funding.